Dr. Vannevar Bush, an eminent American scientist who in 1941 organized the National Defense Research Council and in 1943 the Office of Scientific Research and Development that led to the production of the first atomic bomb. Dr. Bush was another prime candidate for a high-level group dealing with space. He also was a close friend to Avril Harriman, the U.S. ambassador to the Soviet Union, who had ownership in Union Banking Corporation, along with Prescott Bush. It is reported that Vannevar Bush was unrelated to the political Bush family. In 1949, the U.S. Intelligence Board asked Bush to study ways of combining intelligence from all agencies. Bush's plan was initiated by America's first Secretary of Defense, James V. Forrestal, who also is listed as an MJ-12 member. Bush's connections to the corporate world were deep and many. In 1922, Bush, along with his former roommate Lawrence K. Marshall and scientist Charles G. Smith, formed American Appliance Company, today known as the powerful Raytheon Corporation, heralded in its company literature as an industry leader in defense and government electronics, space, information technology, technology services, and business aviation and special mission aircraft. Bush joined the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, as a professor in 1919, and in 1936 was awarded a major grant by the Rockefeller Foundation. His work during World War II resulted in the development of the Rockefeller Differential Analyzer, an analog mainframe computer composed of 2,000 vacuum tubes and 150 motors. Bush also served on the board of directors at the Metals and Controls Corporation, which in 1959 merged with Texas Instruments to become the first U.S. government-approved fabricator of uranium rods. Bush also was a presence in the corporate world of pharmaceuticals, eventually becoming chairman of the board of Merck & Company, one of the world's most powerful drug companies. Merck has been among the leaders in researching the human genome, the DNA structure that forms cells into humans. Bush also was connected to the Carnegie Wealth, serving as president of the Carnegie Institute from 1935 to 1955. James V. Forrestal, who prior to World War I was a bond salesman for William A. Reed & Company, later to become Dillon Reed & Company. After the war, he returned to Reed & Company and by 1937 was named president.